This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison.
A report just out this hour shows American companies plan to cut 40,000 jobs. That is a 20% drop in cuts from the previous month. This from employment consultancy Challenger Gray and Christmas. CEO John Challenger is with us live. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
So cuts are never positive, but fewer cuts are better than more, of course. What does this say about where we are broadly in terms of an employment recovery?
Well, generally, employers are focused more on hiring right now. They are cutting jobs. It's just the way the economy goes today. But they're not cutting them in large numbers. These cuts so far this year are about the same as where we were last year at this time, 9 months into the year.
Now, the mother of all jobs reports from the Labor Department, which would normally be out tomorrow, can't come out in a government shutdown. So there's more attention to your report, to the ADP report yesterday, all these reports from private sources. How do you get a good picture of the job market when the dominant picture taker, the government, is shut down?
Well, you look at different specific areas. For example, we saw heavier cuts this month in healthcare, over 8,100 job cuts announced, and we're seeing the healthcare sector adjust due to cutbacks in Medicare and Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act. One major hospital announced plans to cut 3,000 jobs, mostly because it said they were going to receive lower government payments under the healthcare reform.
All right, so things to watch there. CEO John Challenger of Challenger Gray and Christmas, thanks so much.
Thank you.